And we talked about what do we do after gemcitabine-based treatment failure. And in the second line, the only FDA approval now we have for a regimen is the 5-FU and nab-paclitaxel based on the NAPOLI-1 trial in patients who failed gemcitabine-based therapy. And here, the combination has been shown to improve overall survival, but also progression-free survival with fairly well-tolerable toxicity. And then we have seen updates, and this benefit of survival has been maintained throughout. Now, there are studies, retrospective trials, that have looked into the use of, for example, gemcitabine nab-paclitaxel after FOLFIRINOX failure in a second-line setting. And here you have to be careful because those patients tend to have more side effects, and it's impossible to give the standard dose of gemcitabine nab-paclitaxel after FOLFIRINOX. So you have to be aware of that, and you will require dose reductions for that. And if you look at the outcomes, you still see a potential benefit for using the combination. So if we look at an algorithm or a graph to really look at the potential we have after treatment, in the front line, in patients, they can receive either FOLFIRINOX to start off with or gem nab-paclitaxel, and there are more patients now getting on gem nab-paclitaxel because FOLFIRINOX is still being reserved for the younger, fit patients because of the toxicity profile. But as I said earlier, any patient with metastatic disease has to be given both options. In the second line, after gem nab-paclitaxel, FDA-approved regimen would be 5-FU leucovorin and NALIRI or nanoliposomal irinotecan. And there's also OFF, which is a regimen that was tested by Europeans, oxaliplatin and 5-FU. FOLFOX, which is currently used in second line by many people, in fact, doesn't have really good evidence. In fact, a recent study from Canada showed that FOLFOX did worse than 5-FU leucovorin, the control arm. So this is the data that we have to follow. Following FOLFIRINOX, there's no FDA-approved regimen, but the options are between gemcitabine or gemcitabine nab-paclitaxel. Again, depending on performance status, patient preference, and also the neuropathy, which can be residual. In the third line, it becomes a bit more difficult. We don't have that many options. I know not many people go to third line, but there's still an option of using a platinum-based regimen if you're using NALIRI in the second line.
What about your sequence in a patient who receives neoadjuvant therapy with either NAB-GEM or FOLFIRINOX and then relapses shortly thereafter?
To me, that will depend very much on if you take the usual factors, performance status, organ function, et cetera. If you take everything out, I personally use the time between they finished the chemotherapy and they had the recurrence. If it's within less than 6 months, I don't use the same regimen. If it's after 6 months, then I would consider using the same regimen because I don't have many options. If it's after 1 year, then I certainly would go back, use the same regimen because I don't want to just dump an option because of it happened recurrence. So I still go back and use the same regimen.